Friday, 27 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What a tremendous study. What wonderful scripture. As we're looking at this marvelous gift that God has given to us, and that is His love. We can love Him because He first loved us. We're not speaking about the type of love that's called brotherly love, but rather that which comes from the triune God Himself. And again, we can love Him because He first loved us. Paul identifies this love as a more excellent way. Peter described it as being above all things. And dear friend, as one songwriter wrote, you'll know nothing until you've known the love of God. Oh, what a tremendous blessing it is to receive His love. You know, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He has identified His children by this love. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Father, bless us now with thy word today. Oh, speak to our hearts. Thank you for the wonderful gift of thy love. In Jesus' name, amen. On the last broadcast in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we were looking at the matter of the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. We've been looking at the different gifts and so forth that God used until the Bible was completed. That which was perfect is come, which I truly believe to be the precious Word of God. He said, charity never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I believe that the Old Testament dispensation, the dispensation of law, would be in this particular sense, speaking of childhood. And then, by the grace of God, He gave us the New Testament, the New Covenant. And in this, we find God's love and grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And we have an opportunity as individuals to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because in childhood, we think as a child and we understand as a child. In physical childhood, this was true. And then he said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And so we are to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, while I was preaching that on the last broadcast, the Lord kept reminding me about some scripture over in Hebrews chapter 5. And I want you, especially those of you who have been saved for some time, and those of you who have had the opportunity to grow in grace, I want you to listen carefully to what we're going to share together on the broadcast today. The writer of Hebrews writes this. We're in chapter 5 now. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even of those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, pride is a real detriment to our lives. Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. If we don't watch ourselves, we can become proud in what we have learned, what God has given us the opportunity to learn. And by the way, that can send us right back to spiritual kindergarten again. If you liken spiritual growth to school, when we are born again, we start out as babes in Christ. We're in a spiritual kindergarten. I heard a preacher say some time back, boy, that blessed my heart. He said this man came to see him, and he told him that basically he wanted to know how to be saved. This was a very wealthy successful businessman. He said, "Preacher, what I want you to do is take me to kindergarten." He said, "No, my friend." He said, "You don't need to go to kindergarten. You need to go to the nursery. You need to go to the birthing room. You need to be saved." And thank God the man was not insulted, and he did trust Christ as his Savior, and he was saved. But you see, it's possible to grow in grace and then to become proud or vain or dull of hearing, and we can get to the place, even those of us who have been saved for some time and have been serving, we can get to the place where we need to go back to spiritual kindergarten again. Listen to this. "For when the time ye ought to be teachers," in other words, you ought to be mature, you ought to be able to share the word of God with others, to give everybody an answer to the hope which in you is. "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again." Note that word again. "Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." Now, what's he speaking about here about needing milk? Well, as a babe in Christ, we are to desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow. But as we grow, we graduate to stronger food and to the meat of the precious word of God. But if we don't watch ourselves, we can spiritually deteriorate or degenerate back to the place where we need to go back to the very first principles of the oracles of God. I'm reading you the very words here from Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. There is no room for pride in anybody's life, and especially in the lives of folks who had the privilege to be saved for some time. And if we become proud, we become vain, then become cold in the Lord, so to speak. Our heart is not warm in the Lord. Our minds, we begin to slip back in our minds, and we need to go back. Now, this does not change our relationship to God. I'm not saying that. If we're saved by the grace of God, we're saved, and I thank Him for that. I'm speaking about our relationship with the Lord. The Bible is speaking about here our growth in the Lord and how we can grow up and we can recede back to spiritual childhood. And if we need to go back, God help us not to be too proud to go back. You know, some people, they feel like they're just too mature for Sunday school. Yeah, they won't even come to a Bible class. I know that. Man, I know all that. They're the very ones, no doubt, who need to go back to the first principles of the oracles of the Word of God. Oh, may read my Bible? No, I don't read my Bible. I've read it for a long, long time. I don't need it anymore. Oh, yes, you do, dear friend. It is your milk and your meat. It is your spiritual nourishment. Well, I just don't need to go to preaching services. If I do, one time on Sunday is enough for me. I mean, that's enough for me. Listen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Good Lord willing, we're going to continue this thought on our next broadcast. But in the meantime, let's not be so proud and so vain that we refuse to go back to spiritual kindergarten when we need to do so. I know in my own life, dear friend, I know what I'm speaking about. I know there's time when I need to go back to spiritual kindergarten, and God, help me to do so. I want to be sure I have things right. I want to get it right. I want to keep it right. And by the grace of God, I want to finish it right. That's my heart's desire. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. It's so important. I realize there are some people that cannot be. Maybe because of health, maybe because of where you're located. I'll not go into all of that. God knows, and it's not important that I do know. But I do know He wants us to see here the precious Word of God. And if you can be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church, you need to be there. If you cannot be and you have access to the Internet, we'd like to invite you to join us for the Internet services at Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. Our web address is www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. We'll be glad to share the precious Word of God and good fundamental Bible-believing conservative Christian singing and music with you. And by all means, please join us next broadcast if you can.